Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
All right, well, it looks like our friend Everett in Wisconsin is putting up some new siding and has a question about whether or not to insulate underneath. Hey, Everett, how's your project going?
Oh, it's going. I'm doing some checking into finding out a good R rating, insulation type, thickness on it. When I was at the lumber yard, they had some different sizes, thicknesses, and R ratings on them.
Now, is this the insulation that sort of backs the vinyl siding, or are you talking about the insulation that goes over the exterior wall?
It would go over the exterior wall over the existing wood siding that's on there now. I guess is what you do is you apply that and then you apply the siding over that. Is that correct?
Yeah. So you're talking about like a styrofoam panel or a Thermax insulation. You know the
like
insulating
a sheet product.
Sheathing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Correct. Correct. I see some of it's got kind of almost like an aluminum foil
right,
type,
exactly.
And others pink, and there's some blue board. Well, I'm wondering, what's a good R factor? I noticed on some of this that I've looked at it, it has a half-inch thickness, and some of it goes to 2 and 4 inch thickness on the pink and blue board, styrofoam board.
Well, the thing is, if you put something on that's super thick, it's going to affect all of the windows and the door installations because you're going to be pushing the wall out that much further, especially if you're going to leave the old siding on. Now, if you pull the old siding off, you're going to pick up about an inch of space there, especially if it's like wood clapboard or something like that. And then you could use an insulating board. I re-sided my house. I have an old 1886 farmhouse, and I took off actually 3 layers of wood siding, believe it or not. There were 2 layers of clapboard and 1 layer of cedar shingles. And when we got down to the studs in the old house, we actually had no sheathing. So what I did is I used 1-inch Thermax insulating board around the entire house, and then of course had to put furring strips on to support the new siding. But by removing all of the old siding, I was able to preserve the window positioning, because if you put too thick insulation on the outside, you're going to end up with these like recessed windows all around your house, and it's going to look very odd.
Kind of like a window well.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Right. Now, my home is similar to yours. Mine was built in 1850. We've been doing the interior of the home, and I've put all new insulation into the walls. And when I pulled the existing interior walls down, I'm noticing that I have my siding boards there.
Right, so you have no sheathing at all?
Basically, no.
Right. Well, that's common.
I think maybe that might be the original boarding on it from back at least 50, 60, 70 years ago.
Sure. Well, that's the way they did it back then. They didn't have sheathing like we have today. In a balloon frame construction in an old house like that, the framing is self-sustaining. Today, when we do a framed wall, we need sheathing to make it structurally sound. But in an old home, it was framed so that the frame itself was structurally sound without the sheathing on it. So you're just going to have to decide how far you want to go here. If it was me, I would take the siding off, go right to the studs, put foam sheathing on it, and then fur it out and re-side it from there.
Okay. Okay.
That would give you the best, tightest, warmest job that you could possibly have.
All right. And then is there a certain R factor I want to look for? Or?
Well, you certainly want if I was going to take the siding off, I would use at least 1 inch.
1 inch.
So the R factor is going to vary based on product.
Correct.
But 1 inch is in terms of the thickness that you want to use.
All right.
Beyond that, if it's within a couple of R from product to product, I would just find the one that's available and is at the best price for your location.
Okay, because I'd noticed, like, I think it was the 1-inch board was coming in on the pink board, it was saying R5. So
right.
I didn't know if that was a good R or not.
Well, it's usually with insulation, it's like 3 R per inch. With the foam, with the sheathing, it's a little bit more than
because
that.
Because it's so dense.
Right.
But it's also going to help seal out drafts. Remember that as well.
Right, I'm finding that as I did the interior.
Yeah, you're going to be really surprised with how much warmer the house is when you get it properly sealed up on the outside.
Good, good. I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. And there's never been a better time to tackle those home ceiling projects than right now with the high heating bills we're all facing.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.